A reading from the book of Joel. Thus says the Lord, be converted to me with all your heart, in fasting and in weeping and in mourning. Rend your hearts, not your garments. Turn to the Lord your God. For he is gracious. He is merciful, patient, rich in mercy, and ready to repent of evil. Who knows but he will return and forgive and leave a blessing behind him, sacrifice and libation to the Lord your God? Blow the trumpet in Zion. Sanctify a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather together the people, sanctify the church, assemble the ancients, gather together the little ones, even them that suck at the breast. Let the bridegroom go forth from his bed, and the bride out of her bride chamber. Between the porch and the altar, the priest, the Lord's ministers shall weep and shall say, spare us, O Lord, spare thy people. Give not thine inheritance to reproach, that the heathen should rule over them. Why should they say among the nation, where is their God? The Lord has been zealous for his land. He has spared his people. And the Lord answered and said to his people, behold, I will send you corn and wine and oil, and you shall be filled with them. And I will no more make you a reproach among the nations, says the Lord the Almighty. A translation of the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, when you fast, be not as hypocrites, sad. For they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But thou, when thou fasts, anoint thy head, wash thy face, that thou appear not to men to fast, but to thy Father who is in secret. And thy Father who sees in secret will repay thee. Lay no up to yourself treasure on earth, where the rust and moss and moth consume, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up to yourself treasures in heaven, where neither the rust nor moth does consume, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where that treasure is, there is thy heart also. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Memento homo, quia pulvises, et pulverem reverteris. Remember, O man, you, remember that you are dust, you are nothing. And in dust you will return. Yes, indeed, our Lord Jesus Christ, God, invites us to start today our 40 days of Lenten exercises, penance, mortifications, fasting, suffering, For what? Because we are masochist, because we like to suffer, because we want to challenge ourselves and to see, I am going to be able to do it for 40 days? Hopefully not. That will be sick. No, we want to do penance. We want to mortify ourselves because we want to follow our Lord Jesus Christ, our Master. And why do we want to do that? Because we love Him. And we love Him because He loved us first. That's the reason why we have Lent. Time where the virtue of charity grows. It's all about love and charity. And because we love, and we love not out of fear only, not out of the fear of the pain of hell that we deserve too often, or we have deserved, but we have been saved through our last confession. We love Him because He is our God, our Creator, the one that gives us everything. And therefore, we would do anything to make amends for Him, to ask for forgiveness. And there is one thing that is absolutely fantastic, absolutely beautiful to keep in mind today, perhaps more than ever. And the second prayer of the blessing today reminds us that, O God, who desire not the death of the sinner, but rather their repentance. We are not here to be the accuser of each other. We are not here to put each other down. We are here when we see the one who is sick, who is in pain with a sinner. That means when we see ourselves first, because that we know. When we see our neighbor, we hold our hand and lift him up, forgive, help him, lead him with us to penance. And that's the reason why we do penance during this time. That is the reason why we are going to be charitable, give alms. That is the reason why we are going to pray. And the one prayer that is absolutely necessary for all of us is a prayer of the blind that we heard last Sunday. Whereas the blind say, Oh my Lord, have pity on me. What do you want me to do to you? Oh my Lord, may I see. May I see. Why don't we see? What are we blind about? Certainly not the sin of others, that we know. We know and we tell. No. May I see myself, my heart, my soul, what I need to transform. And that's what Lent is about. And that is our prayer. And when we see, we do penance. And when we do penance, we do charitable work. Today we have received the ashes on our forehead, the visible part, where we blush, where we show our pride as well, where we cannot hide. Priest said, do not receive the ashes on their forehead. They receive the ashes on their tonsure, on the top of the head. The tonsure is this little cut that the bishop took as they enter into the clericature. Why do they receive the ashes there? To remind them who they are, what responsibilities they have. You are a man of God. Don Chotard, in his masterpiece, The Soul of All Apostolate, reminds the priest that if they are holy, their people are going to be holy. If they are good, their people are going to be okay. If they are bad, their people are going to go to hell with themselves. And that works for all of us who have authority, because all of us, we have to be exemplar. We have to be leaders, not through our words only, but through our action, through what we do. That's how we teach, how we lead. And that is why today the church asks you to receive the ashes and to go down the street showing on your forehead the fact that you are Catholic, that you went to Mass, that you received the ashes. And every year I find amusing that we have, at the very day where we receive the ashes, right on our forehead, and the priest makes sure to keep that as dark as possible, the gospel just told you, go and wash your face, which nobody should know. That's the incoherence of the church. But let us pray. And during this Lent, I really would like you to put yourself in this prayer time under the patronage of the Blessed Virgin Mary, that is the Mother of the Church, along with Saint Joseph, of which we celebrate the month. So let us pray. Let us do penance. Let us grow in charity, in love for each other. Happy Lent. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.